Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year and member of the St. Louis Radio Hall of Fame. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and through the miracle of modern technology, quite literally around the world. This is Alan Stang. The program is The Sting of Stang. And as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, of course, the disaster is unfolding. As we speak, the last time we heard about it, the horror has now passed the Senate. Of course, ladies and gentlemen. It all unfolds as I told you it would. Of course, the fact that it's happening exactly as I warned you it would is nothing. You couldn't call it a prediction, because when you see them do the same thing over and over and over again, the next time a similar situation arises, to expect them to do the same thing again, you wouldn't call a prediction, would you? You would call it more of a recollection. Remember the way it works. At first, the Republican Party struts. It blusters. It swaggers. You can almost see the legislators, the Republican leaders, in military regalia. We'll never do anything like this. We are the Republican Party. We're tougher than nails. We're tougher than General Patton and MacArthur put together. This thing will never get by. We've drawn a line on the floor of the Senate or the House or whatever it is. They shall not pass. And so you get a good feeling listening to that. Hey, listen to what the Republican leader said. This time they're tough. Oh, my, yeah, this is... Finally, they're going to take a stand. And then after they have done a judicious amount of strutting, posing, posturing, they cave. They cave. I mean, isn't that what happens every time? So in my piece that appears on newswithviews.com, where all of my pieces appear, newswithviews.com, and you can find it, of course, on my own site, alanstang.com, and you can find it this morning. It's the lead piece on etherzone.com. I explain all this. Again, you cannot call it a prediction. But now, in the Senate, typically, they've caved. They've strutted enough, they've swaggered enough, they have caved. And so, 74-25, they have passed the swindle, the Goldman Sachs non-federal, non-reserve swindle conducted by Henry, they call him affectionately Hank Goldman Sachs Paulson, and helicopter Ben Bernanke. Let's take a quick break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more. Stay with me.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Again, Alan Stang.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, remember that the bill started out on Monday 3 pages long. It amounted to little more than an extortion letter sent by helicopter Ben Bernanke, chairman of the non-federal, non-reserve system, in collaboration, of course, with Hank Goldman Sachs Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury. By the way, Hank Paulson was installed in that job by El Presidente Jorge W. Bush. President Bush put him in that job, isn't that right? He didn't walk into the job by himself. He was appointed by Bush. The bill started out 3 pages long. This is Monday. It was nothing more than an extortion letter. Dear members of Congress, here is what you will do. If you will not do this, we will shut down the economy and kick the American people, the elderly, the children, the women, out into the street. The thing that they passed last night in the Senate, after the Republican leaders typically caved as they always do, as they always cave after the usual strutting and blustering and posturing. The bill that they passed was more than 450 pages long. And as far as I know, ladies and gentlemen, of course, remember, the thing is metastasizing as we speak. As we speak. So the last time I heard about it, which was yesterday evening after the U.S. Senate, after the Republican leaders caved and passed this thing in collaboration with the Democrat leaders, it was more than 450 pages long. It is still growing. Now ask yourself this question. Between Monday evening, when it was 3 pages long, and last night, Wednesday night, you're just talking about 2 days, more than 450 pages. Who among the senators who voted on this thing actually read it? Actually studied it? You can't just read a thing like that. You have to study it, right? Each proposal you look at, you read, you have to study to try to figure out, now let's see, what would be the ramifications of this? What would this proposal do in the economy? To whom? How long? Why? You have to go over something like that very carefully. Who even had a chance to skim it in the 2 days, the intervening 2 days? No one is my guess. So here you have another piece of legislation. The Senate has passed it without knowing for sure what is in there. Now we're told that some of the highlights, but that's all they knew. They were told by the leadership what was in there. See, this has become a style. This has become a tradition in the Senate, which of course loves its traditions. A new Senate tradition is the more important a piece of legislation is, the more change it will make, the more historic it is, the longer a proposed piece of legislation is, the less attention you pay to it, the less chance there is that you will read it. That tradition, it's a relatively new tradition. You could say that tradition began with the Patriot Act, 342 pages long, written long before 9/11, ready on the shelf, waiting for the new Pearl Harbor, the project for a new American century, spoke of as necessary in order to make the changes that the new cons want in our system. They didn't read the Patriot Act. They were not allowed to read it. Remember, Dr. Ron Paul explained, members of the Congress were not allowed to see the Patriot Act before they voted on it, so they didn't know what the heck they were doing. Patriot Act 2, it's known as colloquially, the leadership denied the existence of it. A whistleblower is the only reason we ever found out that there was such a thing. Now here comes this thing, this monstrosity, the extortion, this extortion racket, 450 pages plus. There's no way on earth they could have read this. So again, they voted on something and they didn't know what they were voting on. Now here's another clue to what's happening. What would you think the name of this bill is? Probably something like the financial rescue. They were calling it a bailout, remember? But repeated use of the term bailout in connection with what it was designed to do gave that word a pejorative connotation, did it not? So now they started to call it a rescue, remember? now we're told, no, it's not a bailout. This thing is not a bailout, it's a rescue. So probably you're thinking, but that's the word rescue is somewhere in the name of the bill. No. Here's the name of the bill. We're told that it is called the Paul Wellstone Mental Health and Addiction Equity Act of 2007. What? Yes, Paul Wellstone, remember, he was a senator from Minnesota. He was killed in a plane crash, replaced by Norm Coleman. And apparently, they have decided to name the bill, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, frog in my throat. They have decided to name the bill for the late Senator Wellstone. The bill, one of the reasons the bill is 450 plus pages long is the entire package is attached to legislation that requires insurance companies to treat mental health conditions more like general health problems. This is somewhat akin, in other words, you've got a situation here, it's somewhat akin to the time that the clever defense attorney was able to convince the judge to reduce a charge of sodomy to following too closely. See, it all depends on what you call something. If you call up down, then it's down, even though it still is up, of course. So that's what they did. They've filled the bill. They've loaded the bill with all kinds of sweetenings, sweeteners they call them, sweeteners. Pork. There's $150 billion in tax breaks for individuals and businesses. Hey, that's a great idea. An increase in the amount of bank deposits covered by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to $250,000. It was $100,000. I remember when it was just a few thousand dollars. Then they increased it to $100,000. Now the new bill will increase it to $250,000. It doesn't matter because, of course, FDIC has no money. So it doesn't matter what they increase it to. So this is the reason that they have passed it. You see, they sweetened it. But, ladies and gentlemen, the core of the bill, just as I promised you it would in the piece that you will find on newswithviews.com, on EtherZone, on my own site, that the heart of the bill remains the same, doesn't it? It still does exactly what the original three-page extortion letter without the sweeteners demanded. And that is the $700 billion for starters, for starters. You're talking eventually about trillions, literally trillions of dollars. But even more important, the power handed over to just a couple of men, chairman of the non-federal, non-reserve system, Hank Goldman Sachs Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, appointed by Bush. Nothing has changed. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. USA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Go to newswithviews.com, ladies and gentlemen, newswithviews.com. Of course, there is where all of my regular weekly columns appear. If you go there this morning, you will see a piece by D.V. Kidd, one of my colleagues, D.V. Kidd. She recently was in the cities to cover the Hitler rally conducted in English that they called the Republican National Convention. She says that to experiment, she called various financial institutions where she lives, the credit union, the bank, and so on, asking whether she could get various loans, a loan for a car, to buy a car, whether she could get a mortgage. Everywhere she called in her neighborhood, Mrs. Kidd reports, they told her, no problem, come on in, and we'll give you the loan. Your credit standing is fine, come on in and do the paperwork, you've got your money. She did this as research, and Mrs. Kidd did this as research that she explains in her article, in order to find out whether there really is the complete cessation of credit, whether credit really has dried up, as the Republican and Democrat leadership working in collaboration with Paulson and Bernanke, told us that it was in the extortion letter that they sent to the Congress on Monday. And apparently there isn't any interruption in the supply of credit. It's a concoction, typically. As a matter of fact, in the piece that you will find by Mrs. Kidd, by D.V. Kidd, this morning at newswithviews.com, you will find a quotation from a story in Forbes. Now, Forbes magazine, you're familiar with. If you have never read a story in Forbes magazine, at least you've seen Forbes magazine. It's one of the biggest national magazines. The question arises in this story. Mrs. Kidd is explaining all this. Where did they get the $700 billion figure? Where did that come from, $700 billion? Why $700 billion? In the story, the story quotes a spokeswoman for the Treasury Department. A spokeswoman for the Treasury Department says this: "It's not based on any particular data point. We just wanted to choose a really large number." Do you hear? In other words, they just made up the number. Is you've been assuming all along, I suppose, or I'm sure millions of Americans hearing about this have assumed all along that the $700 billion figure is based upon some financial reckoning. They did some calculation. Let's see, we owe this, we owe that, and over here the Wachovia owes such and such. WaMu, Washington National, Washington Mutual is on the hook for such and such. We add this up, and hey, we get $700 billion. That's what we need to ask for. No! It's just a figure they made up. It's not based on any particular data point, says a spokeswoman for the Treasury Department. She says, we just wanted to choose a really large number. It reminds me back in the Franklin Roosevelt administration. Franklin Roosevelt would be sitting in bed in the morning, and he would simply make up a number that gold would be worth. And he would call Secretary of the Treasury Henry Morgenthau Jr. He'd call Henry, and he'd say, Henry, this is what gold will be worth today. He'd give Henry a number. Sometimes when they were together, they would bat the problem around and come up with a number based not on anything at all, of course, just they were playing games with gold, games with the U.S. economy, games with the lives and fortunes and sacred honor of the people of the Americans alive at that time. Here you've got something quite similar. So everything about it is phony. The number itself is phony. Of course, it will eventually amount to trillions of dollars. You know that by now. The $700 billion is just a big number that they chose, but it isn't going to be anywhere near big enough to cover what they are really going to do if they succeed in getting this thing through the House now. Let's take another break. We'll be back in a moment with more. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Here again, Alan Stang.
A man named Ray, had carpal tunnel disease. It was so bad that it flared up when he tried even to do a little typing on a computer. This is a report from Ray's doctor. At night, Ray could hardly sleep. So bad was the pain. He could only find relief by hanging his hands down beside the bed in order to sleep. The doctor says he used the Eagle Research Guardian on both of Ray's hands, after which Ray was able to work on his computer for 3 hours with no sign of pain or even tingling. Next, Ray played a round of golf. Then worked another 3 hours on his computer, only noted a slight tingling after all of that, and so Ray went ahead and bought a Guardian. The Guardian, of course, is the most popular item in the panoply of frequency balancing instruments that Eagle Research designs and markets. Probably because it's so economical and so easy to use. You really don't need to know anything to use the Guardian. You simply put your fingertips on the in plate, and then you put your fingertips on the out plate. You turn it on. That's all you need to know about it. The machine does everything for you. Now, of course, There is no way to know whether if you were to use The Guardian, you would get the same results as Ray did, according to his doctor. The only way to find that out is to buy it and use it. But the way Eagle does its business, because it cannot give you any kind of guarantee, Eagle does your doctor one better, or does one better than your doctor. You buy the instrument, you use it for 30 days. 30 days is long enough so that if something's going to happen, it will at least begin to happen in 30 days. If nothing happens, if there's no change, if there's no benefit, you simply send The Guardian back. Eagle Research will refund your money. We find that most people are very comfortable with that kind of arrangement. If you'd like to know more about Eagle Research and about the instruments we discuss every day over these microphones, if you'd like to know more about The Guardian, simply go to my site, alanstang.com, click on health at the right side of the page, and you will see a wealth of information there, articles. You can go to the home page and click on store, and then on Eagle Research LLC, you'll see pictures of the instruments. If you'd like to order something, you can do so right there at the home page, on the home page. And then if you still have questions, why, email us at stangfeedback@gmail.com and let us know what your question is. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the easiest way to do so many of these problems, and you will find out what you need to know at my website, alanstang.com. Our telephone number, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, toll-free, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Remember, I brought you last week the news that Communist China has stopped buying U.S. paper. Stopped buying U.S. paper. Now, what was that announcement out of Communist China all about? It was a threat. It was a threat to the United States. Remember that one of the big purposes of this extortion that they are presently trying to put over on us in the Congress is to pay off foreign investors in Communist China and other countries, Communist China, the biggest of the investors, because a lot of this putrid, toxic paper is held by Communist China. So one of the main purposes of this legislation is to pay off these foreign interests, preeminent among them Communist China. That's what this is all about. So you need to bear that in mind. One interesting aspect of all this, Senator Dianne Feinstein, California. Dianne received... She got close to 100,000 calls about this thing. About 90% of the calls were opposed to the bailout, to the extortion. She voted for it anyway. Why? Because her husband, his name is Richard Blum, Dianne's husband, Richard Blum, is making hundreds of millions of dollars with Communist China, in business with Communist China. So naturally, she would vote for this monstrosity because it puts money in her own pocket. This is Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. So now ladies and gentlemen, the thing goes, the horror goes to back to the house. It goes back to the house. There in the house, they need 12 votes to switch. If they can shift 12 votes, they will be able to put this thing across. Can you imagine what is going on in the House right now? Talk about arm twisting. They are probably turning the arms of these 12 members of the House around in their sockets. Can you imagine the threats, the promises, the screaming now going on in the House to get this thing across? Is there anybody out there who believes that this thing will not pass? Remember, here you have more proof, if more proof were needed. It really isn't. Another demonstration, you could call it. Here you have another demonstration of the fact that at the top, both parties are really one party. They are really the same. Yes, down at the bottom, you have some fine legislators. Dr. Paul is one of them. Dr. Ron Paul is a member of the House. Of course, he's voted no. He will continue to vote no. But Dr. Paul is at the bottom. At the top, you've got P. Lousy. You've got Madam P. Lousy, Speaker of the House, doing everything she can to push this thing across. You've got Senator Hussein voting for it. On the Republican side, of course, you've got Senator McClunk, El Senador Juan McClunk. You've got him voting for it in the Senate. In the House, you've got the Republican minority leader, John Boehner. You've got Boehner now supporting it. He denounced it brilliantly. He'll go for it. So at the top, the leadership is united. Of course, Senator Reid, Nevada, Senate Majority Leader, for it. You've got El Presidente Jorge W. Bush for it. Remember, he spoke to us the other night, last week. He spoke to us in favor of it, typically warned us, threatened us what would happen if it did not pass. And remember, I praised him on that event. He appeared to be perfectly sober. So you've got all of the leadership in both parties in favor of the horror, this financial horror. Again, at the top, both parties exactly the same. You have two versions of the same party. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, when you talk about this myth that the two-party leadership has created, the lesser of two evils, you have to vote for this guy because if you don't, the greater of two evils will get in. So you have to vote for the lesser of two evils. Who is the lesser of two evils here? You could make a very strong case that Senator Hussein, who comes to us from the Communist Party, would be the lesser of two evils. Why? Because it's pretty obvious who he is, what he is, where he comes from. It's pretty obvious that he represents the Communist Party. It's not as obvious that Senator McClunk represents the Soviets in Hanoi. We know, you and I know, listeners, my listeners and readers know that El Senador McCain is the man from Hanoi, but not enough Americans yet know that. Who is the lesser of two evils? So what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is you need to pour into the house more, even more. Comment. Even more telephone calls denouncing this thing, demanding that the members of Congress, your member of Congress, vote against this thing. Again, it's up to you. As it was on Monday, as it was over this past weekend, it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to make sure that they understand that they will be back on the street. You know, you have to bear in mind, there are many of these legislators who are multimillionaires. Some of them, many, became multimillionaires in office. And the fact that they could become multimillionaires in office is almost ipso facto proof that they are crooks. Because you can't become a multimillionaire on a congressional salary. But you do have multimillionaires. I mean, of course, you've got Senator Kennedy, multimillionaire. You've got other multimillionaires. Most of them are in the Senate. But, you know, in the House, you have lots of people for whom this is the best job they've ever had in their lives, by far. On the outside, in the real world where you and I live, they could nowhere near get anything as good as this. Working out in the House gym, eating in the House dining room. The pay, the emoluments, all the perks, the retirement. It's the best job they've ever had. Before they got there, they were a local scumbag on the streets in their hometown. Now they're Mr. Congressman. They will do anything to stay in power. You need somebody killed? Whom do you need killed? I need to stay in office. You need to convince them that they will be back out on the street, back in their hometown. Again, nothing more than a local scumbag if they vote for this thing. It remains up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're getting ready for the upcoming vice presidential debate. Senator Joe Biden, and by the way, this reminds me again, this thing is being given to us by a lot of people who have never worked, have never been in the real economy, in the real world. Look at Biden. He graduates from school almost immediately, enters the Congress. He's been there ever since. He's never actually had a job. He's telling you what to do. Most of you probably get up and go to work every day or go to run your business or something like that. Biden has never done that. He's always been either in school or in government. Of course, he is a victim of foot and mouth disease. Everybody makes fun of him. He's a joke. He's nothing but a joke. And so here comes the vice presidential debate. Now, a crucially important aspect of the debate is the moderator, Gwen Ifill. Her name is Gwen Ifill. What about Gwen Ifill? The McCain people say they didn't really know anything about her when she was chosen to be the moderator of the debate. Now suddenly they find out who and what this Gwen Ifill person actually is. That it? Is it Gwen Ifill or Ifill? I'm sure I'm mispronouncing her name. but you know whom I mean. She comes to us from public broadcasting. She's going to be the moderator of the vice presidential debate. The McCain campaign says, well, no, we didn't know anything about her. Of course, they did know all about her. What is there about Gwen Ifill? She is totally a Hussein supporter to the extent that she has a book coming out about Hussein. She is a blatant Hussein supporter. She is a black racist. She is going to moderate the debate. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Barney Frank. Barney Frank, Massachusetts, chairman of the House Banking Committee. He's one of the people who has devised the solution, the rescue, they're calling it now, the rescue. He's one of the people who is running the rescue legislation in the House. Barney Frank, along with his homosexual boyfriend, and roommate was running a homosexual prostitution ring in his apartment there in Washington. When confronted, he later said he wasn't aware that that the homosexual prostitution ring was going on there in his own apartment. He wasn't aware of it. 5 years ago, Barney Frank vouched for the soundness, that's the word he used, the soundness of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He said he didn't see any possibility of serious financial losses to the Treasury. In fact, Barney Frank said the federal government has probably done too little rather than too much to push them, to push Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to meet the goals of affordable housing. Affordable housing means housing you can't afford. Everything is backwards in the District of Criminals. So Barney Frank is one of the people who is giving us the solution. His counterpart in the Senate, Christopher Dodd, the bottom slice in the famous waitress sandwich put together by Senator Ted Kennedy, his counterpart, Christopher Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, praised Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for riding to the rescue, is what he, the way he put it, when other financial institutions were cutting back on mortgage loans. Like his House counterpart, Barney Frank, Chris Dodd said Fannie and Freddie need to do more, need to do more to help subprime borrowers get better loans. Well, what he meant by that is he was demanding that the government threaten, push, cajole, intimidate financial institutions into lending money to people they would not lend money to without the pressure because of the risk of default. So these are the people who are now giving us the solution. The solution to the problem. In the House and the Senate, Frank, Dodd, Ted Kennedy's close, close friend, Chris Dodd. They love to go whoring together, apparently, that that phase of their lives. And now that Ted is back in the hospital, apparently that phase is now over. These are the people who've brought us the solution to the problem, and yet they are getting away with it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's entirely up to you. This thing, it can be defeated if you will do what is necessary to defeat it in the House again. You need to repeat what you did on Monday. That's another edition of The Sting of Staying. Thanks for being with us. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why